Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing Grace.
Well, we're getting to the end of the text in 1 John 4:17 and 18 that we have been examining pretty carefully over the last several days on the Beacon Broadcast. And we still haven't quite finished it, but I hope you understand what a remarkable text this is. Now, this is the one that most people are familiar with that tells us that perfect love casts out fear. But when you really get into the nitty-gritty of the text and find out exactly what that means and how it works, number one, it's pretty puzzling and complex. And then number two, when you do get to the bottom of it, you realize John, the Apostle John, by the inspired Spirit of God who is directing him in this, is telling us that love acts very much like faith, but it would seem that love may be even a stronger element than faith. Because what John is telling us here is that a well-developed love within our lives is what gives us confidence in regard to the Day of Judgment. And we would have thought a well-developed faith, understanding truth about justification by faith and about Christ's righteousness imputed to our account and these things, this is what would give us confidence in regard to the Day of Judgment. And indeed they do, but that's not what John says. John says it is love that serves in that capacity for the child of God. And that is a whole new thought. It's a new one for me. Well, I've studied it before, but until I understood this verse some years ago, and when I first began to dig into it, I would not have ever come up to that thought, that conclusion. But that is exactly what this text is teaching. So we want to take it a little bit further and hopefully bring it to some kind of conclusion on this Monday, November 19. We're glad you've joined us, and we're very grateful for those whose financial gifts keep us teaching God's Word on this station. We read in 1 John 4:17, "Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the Day of Judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love." Well, I don't want to repeat it all, though I know every time I come to the radio microphone, I'm talking to some people who haven't been with us for the previous broadcast. And welcome. We're glad to have you aboard. But if I could summarize it quickly, this is telling us that a well-developed love, that's what it means when it talks about perfect love. It's talking about strong love, well-developed love, mature love. Well-developed love in our lives casts out fear in regard to the Day of Judgment, and it enables us to apprehend the truth about Christ and His imputed righteousness to our account, which is what enables us to stand before God in the Day of Judgment. And an understanding of that is what enables us not to fear in the Day of Judgment. But it is a well-developed love that serves in that capacity for the believer in this text that John gives us. And that's where we get to the effect of well-developed love in our life in verse 18, where it tells us in the first place that love and fear are incompatible. There is no fear in love. I explained that on the broadcast Friday. If you think about it as love and fear side by side on a ruler, if you've got an inch of love, then you've got 11 inches of fear. But if you've got 11 inches of love, you've only got 1 inch of fear. And so that's what it's saying. There is no fear in love. Whatever part of that ruler is love, that part allows no fear. To the extent that love is well developed, fear is driven out. Love and fear are incompatible, and strong love vanquishes fear. Because, as we're told here, fear is fueled by worry. Because fear involves torment, we read in verse 18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear involves torment, this is the torment of the mind, not the torment of the flames of hell, but the torment of the mind, of the heart, of the worry, of the fear that I may not survive the day of judgment. I may end up in the flames of hell. And this is telling us that fear is fueled by worry. The more we worry about something, the more we fear it. Those who worry about drowning fear water. The more they worry about drowning, the greater their fear of water grows. Those who have a fear of burning, some people think about being in a building that burns down, being caught in that building, and they worry about that. The more they worry about it, the more they fear fire. Some people worry about falling off a tall building or off some height. It's not uncommon for people to have dreams about falling. I've done that a number of times over the years. Had this dream that I'm falling off a cliff. I'm falling off out of a building. I'm falling, and I have this dream that I'm falling. I can't say that I have put too much stock in the dream, and I haven't allowed it. I haven't worried about it. I recognize it as a dream. But nevertheless, those who worry about falling will have a fear of heights. You see what I'm talking about? And those who worry about the day of judgment will have a strong fear of that day. Fear is fueled by worry. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear because fear involves torment. It involves the torment of the mind. It is playing on our mind and causing our fears to be present and to grow. But he who fears, we read, has not been made perfect in love. Let me read the whole verse again. Verse 18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Verse 17 talks about being perfected in love. Love has been perfected among us in this. But now the last part of verse 18 talks about one who has not been made perfect or strong in love, well developed in love. And who is that? The person who fears. Fear reveals spiritual weakness. He who fears has not been made perfect in love. So those who fear demonstrate the weakness of their love. This is in regard to future judgment. Those who fear the future judgment are demonstrating the weakness of their love. It's not well developed in their life. But I think it's probably also true in a more broad general way, though that's not what this text is talking about exactly. But those who have a lot of fears and worries in their lives are probably demonstrating that their love is not well developed. Now, again, we wouldn't have gone there. We wouldn't have drawn that conclusion. We wouldn't have taken it in that direction. We would have worked upon a person's faith. If you're worrying, if you have fears, it's because you have weak faith. You need to strengthen your faith. Maybe we're going at it wrong. Maybe we're going at it from the wrong direction. Maybe we need to take our remedy from John's text here and say what you need to work on is your love. You need to work on loving Christ and loving your brothers more strongly than you are now, and that is going to diminish your fears. Isn't that an interesting thought? It's almost a wild thought, but that's exactly what you've got here. And remember again that the development of our love takes place in the context of the fellowship of the saints, the local church. Back to verse 17, love has been perfected not in us, but among us. Among us. Among the body of believers, the community of believers, the fellowship of the saints, because that's where we learn to love the brethren and develop our love for the brethren and develop our capacity to love. That's where our love is strengthened. And the more we are loving others, the weaker become our fears. Isn't that interesting? There doesn't seem to be any obvious connection between those two things. But here, John, by the Spirit of God, makes a connection. Now, we've got to understand that fearful Christians, that is, people who call themselves Christians, who are very fearful, may be unregenerate. That may be the problem. They don't have any love because they don't have any salvation. But it's also true that fearful Christians are underdeveloped Christians. Some people have been saved for years and consider themselves to be strong Christians, but they have fearful hearts about many things. And those fearful hearts reveal their true inward condition. It's not how long you have been saved, and it's not how strong you consider yourself to be. It's what effect your Christianity has upon your fears that demonstrates your true condition. And if your fearfulness, your worries are strong, then that's telling you something, and it would be wise for you to acknowledge that you aren't as strong as you think you are and to seek divine aid. It's foolish to deny what the Bible is telling you and to blunder on. And so this tells us when it comes to assurance, and that's the idea here, to having confidence in regard to the day of judgment, that is assurance. Assurance is more than knowing that I am saved. Assurance involves experiencing biblically defined Christian development. Shall I say that again? Assurance, strong biblical assurance, is more than simply knowing that I am saved. It involves experiencing biblically defined Christian development. So do you fear the return of Christ and the judgment bar of God? You need to develop the fruit of the Spirit, and particularly love, the first one. Do you have a fear of dying? Then you need to develop Christian love. Do you have a fear of sickness, of pain, of financial loss, and so forth? Then you need to develop a stronger measure of love. Love involves self-surrender to God's love. And it is related to trust. It's a matter of surrender of control. It's a matter of vulnerability. It's a matter of turning myself over to God and trusting Him, trusting His sovereignty in my life. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my life, my soul, my all. And that's exactly what John is teaching us here. One reason we don't develop love the way we should is because we're not willing to let loose and give control to God, and so we're filled with fear. Learn what the Scripture's teaching. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.